This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
RJ Anderson, CBS Sports, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. RJ, it's been a minute. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing well. We certainly caught the article that you had with Jackson Merrill and the three reasons why you thought he could possibly end up on this roster. He certainly has played well to this point. I mean, a lot of times you come into spring training, this is about competition. They want to see how you handle everything. I tell you what, for a young man that hasn't had any big league experience, he's done a pretty good job of kind of just taking it all in, and he's playing some pretty good baseball right now.
Yeah, you have to do some things right for Fernando Tatis Jr. to be calling for your spot on the opening day roster on a national broadcast. But yeah, he's a very talented player. You know, he's been on the ascent in spring 2021, I believe it was. You know, he kind of came out of nowhere in the late stages of that draft cycle and turned himself into a first-round pick. And since then, you know, he showed why the Padres are so high on him. You know, really talented contact hitter from the left side, has full power. Might end up having more power than we think if he can, you know, add a little loft to that swing. And he's a good athlete, as you've probably seen in the outfield. And, you know, there are a lot of scouts who believe he'd be an above-average shortstop. And maybe he will be in time. But, you know, for now, they're using him in the outfield. And, yeah, he's got a chance to be a pretty solid player over the long haul.
RJ, can guys that have played mostly no higher than AA, I know Merrill stepped into AAA for just a short bit, but does history tell us that guys from AA who haven't played above that can succeed in the big leagues right away? It seems to me that younger players, just in general, are contributing a whole lot more than they ever were asked to before, and a lot of them are coming through. I think of the kid in Texas as Evan Carter, he comes up midseason, ends up starring in the World Series. I mean, can Merrill do it from AA?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that skipping AAA is something that's reserved for the best of the best young players. And I think that, you know, Tony can probably speak to this better than I can, but, you know, all the evaluators I talk to consider AA to be the big challenge. And once you succeed at the AA level, even if it's only for, a month and a half, 2 months, however long he was there last season, once you've done that, you know, that kind of incentivizes or at least encourages the team to maybe rush you to the majors and skip over AAA. And we know from the Padres' recent history, sometimes that goes really well, like Fernando Tatis Jr. Sometimes it, you know, requires a little bit more patience, like C.J. Abrams. And, you know, obviously it took Abrams a few seasons to get it together, but now he's looking like a really good player himself in D.C. So I think Merrill has the skill set to make that jump. You know, we'll find out if it works out, but, you know, it's not as rare as it may seem skipping over AAA completely.
It's not. AA is typically where most organizations send their best of the best prospects. You go to AAA when there's the little nuances you got to learn about the game, it seems like, because you get a little bit more veteran-laden rosters there. And it's not that, as RJ said, it's kind of reserved for the the elite prospects to kind of skip that level to go to the big leagues. We'll see if that will be Jackson Merrill. RJ Anderson joins us here, CBS Sports. And RJ, obviously last year, from a national standpoint, there was a lot of conversation about the Padres, and rightfully so. You looked at the roster up and down, and it was hard not to talk about that team. But yeah, you fast forward to 2024, it's really only minus the two big stars in Blake Snell and Juan Soto. You still got Bogarts. You still got Machado. You still got Tatis. You still got Darvish. You still got Musgrove. I mean, you still have some really talented players, yet you look at, you know, what most are saying is an 81.5 win season for the Padres. This team won 82 games that last year.
Right.
Can you see this team, I guess, if by those standards, overachieving this year?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty with the back end of the rotation because, you know, these are not veteran names. They're not, you know, well-known names, so to speak. These weren't top prospects for the most part. But you take a guy like Michael King and, you know, if you told me that he could start 25 times for the Padres this year, all of a sudden that win total starts to creep up because I believe that he has the stuff and the command to be a really good starter. But, you know, player health is kind of the great unknown, right? And that's true of a few other cases of them. But I think, you know, if they nailed it with that Juan Soto trade on some of the arms they got back, and if, you know, they push along some of their internal arms, like, you know, Lesko, Snelling, you know, there are a few others, Thorpe, obviously. You know, if they push those arms along and that rotation is, you know, better than league average, then all of a sudden, yeah, we're talking about a Padres team that can threaten for at least a wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing to all of us, RJ, is the fact that the Padres ended up the regular season two games behind the Diamondbacks last year. But for the Diamondbacks, it ended up being one of the greatest seasons in franchise history. And for the Padres, it ended up being one of the worst. And, you know, they almost had the same record. So, you know, but let's go back to Jackson Merrill and what about him kind of stands out in terms of, you know, being able to take a corner outfield spot and be an everyday big leaguer. I mean, you know, I was saying the other day, I mean, you got to hit 30 home runs normally to be a corner outfielder in the big leagues and driving 100. I mean, that's a lot of pressure for a young guy.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to hit 30 home runs this season, to be clear. You know, this is a skill set where if he does develop power, you know, it's probably going to take a few years. And obviously, Petco is not exactly the easiest part to have left-handed power. So, you know, check those expectations if you're not familiar with his game. But, you know, I think this is the case where the Padres view him as one of their 26 best players. And it just so happens that the construction of the roster has them overflowing with infield talent and kind of lean on outfield talent. So how do you fit him into that equation? Well, you know, you're not going to move Kim, Bogarts, and Machado to the outfield. You don't really want to put Merrill at first base. So, you know, plop him down in the outfield. Let his athleticism make him at least an average to above average defender, depending on where he's playing, you know, left field or center field. And, you know, hope that he can hit for average, get on base, steal some bases, and, you know, just impact the game overall, even if he doesn't have that prototypical corner outfield offensive profile.
RJ, you know, obviously we're at least for the Padres, you're getting close to the end of spring training because they're headed to Korea, but there's still some, obviously, some spring left to go. I mean, for you, what is it that you're looking forward to as we start moving into, you know, closer and closer to the regular season at the end of this month?
Yeah, it's just always about health for me. You know, I don't read too much into spring training performances for the most part. Just stay healthy. You know, guys are working on different things. They're starting to shake off the rust and whatnot. You know, I guess I pay a little bit of attention to velocity just because, you know, if a guy's dropped a significant amount of velocity or has gained a significant amount of velocity, then sure, that's notable. And if they value the pitch, you want to see how that's progressing or if it's not progressing at all. But otherwise, it's really just about getting to opening day and being healthy.
Are we overshooting it in San Diego to hope that Fernando Tatis Jr. can compete for an MVP award this year? Or should we – I don't want to expect it because that's really not fair. But a lot of people we talk to around here are saying he is primed for that kind of a run.
Oh, I don't think you're overshooting it at all. I mean, he's got massive talent. I mean, he's coming off a pretty good year. It's just a matter of staying on the field, I think. And if he can do that, then sure. Why wouldn't he win a Cy Young Award? Why wouldn't he win an MVP award someday? Because he's that kind of talent.
You mentioned some of the arms the Padres got back. You know, Michael King was one of them. Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito. You got Thorpe in that deal. And we've got a chance to see all four of those guys throw the baseball, and they've thrown it well. I mean, obviously Michael King is probably the king piece in that deal. How do you think he transitions? I know he started towards the back end of that season, and you mentioned if the Padres can get 25 starts, I mean, what kind of stuff can you see this guy actually working into as if he's able to get 25 starts in a season?
Yeah, I mean, he was really strong to end last year at the Yankees, and, you know, he's got a really good fastball, a really good arsenal. He throws strikes, you know, he can locate within the zone, and, you know, he's basically your prototypical middle-of-the-rotation starter. It's just a matter of can he stay healthy. And unfortunately, he's had some arm issues in the past. That's why he was in the bullpen in the first place. He's a little older and further along in his service time than most people realize because, you know, he's had those injury issues that kind of kept him on the sidelines at times or limited his exposure. But if he can stay healthy, if you can get 20-plus starts from him, you're talking about someone who's probably going to be an above-average starter and above-average contributor.
RJ Anderson from CBS Sports, our guest, talking some good baseball here. And RJ, real quick, I'm going to leave the Dodgers out. I mean, we know what the expectations are for them based on all the money they spent. The two teams we're not as clear on are the Diamondbacks, who, you know, were in the World Series, but and also the Giants. I mean, to me, you know, those teams have similar over-under win totals as the Padres. What are your thoughts on Arizona, you know, being kind of a team that might have a little more of a target on their back? And, you know, the Giants added Chapman. Was that a big deal, and how good do you think they can be?
Yeah, so the Diamondbacks, I think you're right that they're probably benefiting from the playoff run last year, and, you know, fair enough. I thought they had a solid offseason. You know, they added Eduardo Rodriguez. He was somehow kind of underrated as a middle of the rotation cog, despite spending most of his career in Boston. You know, he's always been an above-average pitcher basically throughout his big league career. You know, Jock Peterson, Eugenio Suarez were good additions as well. They'll beef up that lineup a little bit. I think they're probably the second-best team in the NL West right now. With the Giants, you know, it's a little riskier, I would say, because Chapman, for as good as he's been, you know, the strikeouts are an issue. And when you look at some of his pitch-level data, I mean, he has significant issues up in the zone. And right now, this is a high-fastball league, right? And whenever you have that combination of issues, you know, swing and miss, and specifically with, you know, high fastball swing and miss, you start to wonder, like, you know, what's this going to look like as he ages further into his 30s? And then, you know, they added Lee. I'll give him a shout-out, the center fielder from Korea. He has really strong secondary skills. You know, he can run. He's going to be a good defender. There are some concerns about how his bat is going to transfer, especially in the first year or two. And I know I just point to Kim here with the Padres. I mean, his first year offensively was really poor. He figured it out in years two and three, but, you know, there's a chance that there's a similar growing growing arc or whatever you want to say for Lee. So we'll see. I kind of think San Francisco just has wider error bars than anyone else in this division. And, you know, if he told me they finished third, fair enough. If he told me that the Padres leapfrogged them, I'd buy that too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I have the same questions for Lee as well. I mean, because in the Padres' case, they had some guys that could kind of fill the gap there for Ha-Sung as he tried to work his way through. I don't know that the Giants aren't in that same boat. RJ, appreciate you coming on, man. We always enjoy having you on. Let's do it again here during the season.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good stuff, RJ. Thank
you. No problem. RJ Anderson, CBS Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.